Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The situation, of course, in Israel has changed significantly overnight, and Israel almost shifting to a war situation, given what is going on with Shin Bet, with the situation in Gaza. What does it feel like to be in Israel? What does it feel like to be in Jerusalem at the moment? Fleur Hassan Nachum, Deputy Mayor of Jerusalem, joins us. A very good morning. Thank you for joining. How are you?
Good morning. Well, you know, in Israel, we develop a tolerance for almost everything these days. So we're here.
And you never know what you're going to wake up to.
Well, you just don't know what the night's going to bring. Remember, America has been now decisively attacking the Houthis.
Yes.
They've said enough is enough. You can't control the Red Sea routes and ruin everybody's economy as a result. They've issued a stern warning to Iran saying you're either going to have to give up your nuclear power or face us getting rid of it for you. And so everything's changed, really. Since President Trump got into power, everything's changed. I mean, you know what he's done to the South African government, so I don't think there's surprises for you.
Right. Certainly the no surprises, and we're just hoping on the side of it that he can, in fact, pull them into line. But let's see what happens there. The situation in how much concern is there in terms of what is happening in Gaza? How does that affect? We know schools around the Gaza envelope have been closed. How does Jerusalem look in terms of this escalation?
Well, ironically, you know, Jerusalem has been a source of calm since the beginning of the war. Mm. We became a city of refuge for the evacuees of the south and the evacuees of the north. We had about 35,000 evacuees here at one point. And so in Jerusalem, we don't feel anything except, of course, that we have Friday Ramadan prayers on Temple Mount, which have gone actually completely peacefully over the last few weeks, and we continue. Mm. We pray and we work very hard to maintain that peace and to, of course, maintain freedom of worship, which is the hallmark of our country. So that goes on. But I think this morning the main concern is what's going to happen to the hostages in light of the renewal of the fighting. And that's what everybody's worried about.
Yeah.
You know, Hamas have already declared that this is a death sentence to the hostages, but they've said that before. They know that that's their only leverage. And ultimately, they weren't negotiating in good faith. And the Americans, Witkoff, realized that. They were offering nothing, not much. They wanted to offer four dead bodies and one live body for 60 days of calm. What type of a deal is that for Israel? One live hostage, and when there's another 25, 26 alive. And so they weren't offering anything that Israel could have accepted.
And clearly designed in a way to drive a wedge between Israel and the U.S. because all of those living and dead
were
Americans. So they probably were hoping.
We have to focus on the live hostages. Mm. You know, before that's a priority from the dead ones. Unfortunately, I know everybody needs to bury their loved ones, and we're going to work so that everybody does bury their loved ones. But ultimately, the time is ticking for the ones that are alive, and God knows in what condition they're in. And so, you know, offering only one out of five alive is very cynical. And I think that even the Americans understood that this was not a good faith negotiation, and this is why I'm almost 150% sure that the renewal of fighting has been done in coordination with the Americans, because that's the type of relationship that this administration has with this government.
Some of the publications are reporting that it was done, which makes perfect sense because of that close cooperation. The reality, as you mentioned earlier, is that living hostages are the only leverage that Hamas has. I would imagine that they are cunning enough to know that if there aren't living hostages anymore, that there will be no restraint, because why would there be?
Exactly. I think they know that. I mean, like I said, everybody wants to bury their dead. And it's horrible. I mean, what type of monsters take dead bodies with them to Gaza? But that's what we're talking about here, monsters. But ultimately, without the living hostages, they have zero leverage, and they know that. And so, you know, I think that the Americans really realized who we're dealing with here. Trump has twice or three times already threatened them that all hell's going to break loose. Well, maybe this is hell breaking loose in terms of Trump. And so... I don't know what the day is going to bring us. There's also here talk about an impending attack on Iran. It seems that Iran, from reports that I've seen, Iran wanted to essentially prepare, at the moment of preparing for an attack. They don't know whether the attack will come from America, from Israel, or from both. And so that's also in the air as well.
That is very interesting. At this stage, the plans around the Temple Mount prayer for Ramadan in Jerusalem, does that continue as it has been?
Yes, that continues. We do this every year. You know, in fact, ironically, since the start of this war, it's been calmer than normal, because normally Hamas send a bunch of terrorists on Thursday night and they don't leave, and then on the Friday morning they start throwing stones and firecrackers and all sorts of things. This year, I think we just have our finger on the button more, and it hasn't happened. And last year, which was also the war, it didn't happen. Right. So we pray that it continues to stay calm.
And how many people roughly are praying there, are worshiping every day there?
Well, every day it's in the thousands, but on Friday Ramadan it's about 100,000.
Incredible.
120 sometimes. Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. And you know, we sacrifice our own freedom of worship on Temple Mount, the Jews do, in order for the Muslims to have that freedom of worship. Right. Not that it's appreciated by anyone, because we still get the same slander and libels against us, but we not only you know, sanctify and herald freedom of worship, we actually actively facilitate it. We facilitate bus rides from the various entry points, from the Palestinian villages. We do all that because it's the right thing to do. Not that anybody would ever acknowledge
that. It's actually just incredible. I mean, that should be if publications around the world really were interested in Palestinian rights and in peace, those are the headlines. And yet somehow those are not the headlines that we
No, have, because that's not the agenda. Because they're not interested in Palestinian rights. They're just interested in bringing down Israel. That's the bottom line. That's the agenda. The agenda, the people, you know, the news today is only about fitting in the narrative that people want to portray, not the reality and not the real, what's really going on. And that's unfortunately what we're facing. But, you know, we faced it before, and we will recover, and we will continue to thrive as we always do. This is a thousands and thousands of year old predicament that the Jewish people find ourselves in. And we will win, because this time we have a country, we have an army, we have a sovereign nation, and that's why we have to protect it with everything that we have.
I love that. That's where we leave it. Fleur Hassan Nachum, Deputy Mayor of the City of Jerusalem. Give me your reaction, please, on 061-895-1019.